First up, though, rumor has it that to do business with the IRS, you have to do business with the IRS. At least that's what leaders at the agency's procurement office hear from industry. To help change that perception, they're reaching out to the private sector one industry day at a time. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers spoke with Harrison Smith, the Deputy Chief Procurement Officer at IRS, and he said the most recent industry day, held at the IRS's New Carrollton office in Maryland, helped show the agency wants to be a better customer.
As we talked about during the event itself, we really see the engagement and the partnership with industry as a relationship. This is a term that is most often used on the industry side as a relationship manager. But again, it's a two-way street. As we put out things like requests for information that require time and resources to be expended by our industry partners, we want to make sure that they see the value in that. So just as we did about a week and a half ago, we put out a request for information. It frankly required some time and input and personal time to respond to. And what we did is we went back out and said, hey, here are 44 responses. That's what we got as a return from the RFI. And what was really important about that was our ability to share the information that came out of it. So again, it's really much, very much of a two-way street. We believe we really take the approach that if we help the market become more efficient, if we reduce the churn or the radio silence, what we really allow folks to do is to spend more of their time, energy, and effort on giving us effective, cost-effective solutions to the problems that they're aware of. So it really is a win-win situation for everybody.
Were you hearing that kind of feedback of, please give us an answer, yes or no, faster? Or was that just something that you guys kind of thought up on your own, fortunately for industry?
No, absolutely. It was definitely part of, and almost sort of in an ironic way, it was part of that back and forth. It really is in terms of sequencing and planning. At our reverse industry day that we held in April of this year, we really sussed out this topic in terms of the cost associated with gate reviews, the cost associated with having to go convince your boss that we should spend additional time, money, and effort in chasing things. It's the gap in the conversation. It's the radio silence that we like to call it that really does cause problems. You may not want to hear a no answer or a blue answer, but that's a lot better than not hearing anything at all and wondering if Harrison Smith ever got my email in the first place.
What's the biggest challenge to this?
One is really reinforcing from a federal agency standpoint that we should and need and I'm really encouraged to have these types of conversations with industry. We could go all the way back to the original Mythbusters memo, which talks about how you can engage with industry on a one-on-one basis. We could talk about the Federal Acquisition Regulation, which outlines how we should really perform market research ahead of time and let folks know what we're doing. So there's that sort of initial level of conversation and questioning from the internal agency standpoint. But it becomes a little bit more interesting when you talk about, well, what's the benefit? And that's not only to with the agency, but also with industry in general. If industry is doing nothing but providing us with information, responding to items, and they don't get any benefit back, whether or not it's an informational posting that says, here's what our schedule is, whether or not it's a robust debriefing that is at times, if we can do it, in person. If we aren't able to demonstrate value to that portion of our customer, quote-unquote, base, we're really losing out on it. And the other conversation is internally with the program offices who have filing season to get ready for, who are dealing with all types of issues to keep the agency going on and supporting the mission. When we're able to point to a situation where we said, hey, you didn't think that there was any capability out there for this type of problem, this type of requirement. We just brought in 10 firms. They did demos. You now know so much more about your problem that you had no concept of. It's the Rumsfeldian unknown unknowns mm-hmm. that we really begin to demonstrate the value of this exchange on multiple levels.
Culture change on your side of things. Where are there areas that the workforce is really embracing, and where are there areas that might still need a little bit of work?
Yeah, so what is the adage, culture eats strategy for lunch, right? So I think one of the areas that we're really, noting that there's a great amount of improvement is the willingness to ask questions and to bring up recommendations. Sometimes folks see a very stratified organizational structure where they can't necessarily talk to someone. And I really like to say, oh, it's just me, it's just Harrison. Don't worry about it. We've been able to really work on multiple avenues where we can engage with individuals from a online messaging standpoint, where I'll just reach out to somebody if I have a question, to coffee time, to open office hours where folks can talk in and come in and discuss strategy. That's something that folks have really responded to and really been very vocal, so that's great. In terms of sort of the next steps that we're focusing on, it really is that information is the basis for the conversation. If I'm able to say, hey, this procurement took 2 years, don't say, oh, that's terrible. The procurement should never take 2 years without understanding what's the basis for the conversation. If we look at information, really promote data-driven discussions, then we're able to point out, hey, consistently, this issue moves very quickly. We're doing something well there, or maybe we need to look at to make sure we're doing all the things we're supposed to be doing there. So that conversation about data and asking questions, it's not always a gotcha conversation. It's really, I say often, this is not a rhetorical question. I really want to know what you're thinking. And as a new employee within the IRS, it's very important for me to be able to ask for support and background information from my team, because frankly, I don't have it.
I was listening to all the presentations today, and of course the future state is one of them. So how does your office kind of factor into all of that? Is it connecting what the rest of the agency is doing to boost up authentication and all that good stuff, and then seeing how vendors can come in and help with that, or where do you guys fit in?
So that's a great question. So fairly recently, last year, the Office of Chief Procurement Officer came out of another organizational structure. So now we're a direct report to the Deputy Commissioner, Jeff Tripriano. So as we've begun to do that, we've begun to take more of a concerted effort, a concerted role in identifying our strategies. And really what we're working on now is to make sure the general alignment, the conceptual alignment to future state and the mission of the IRS is obvious, but being able to go back and say, when we're able to demonstrate negotiated savings, then we can loop back in, reinforce what other items are able to be performed on behalf. Also making sure that we have, very direct conversations with, this is our strategy, this is what we're asking our team to focus on, and Commissioner's Office, Future State Office, this is how we see it benefits that. We're having those conversations on an ongoing basis so that we can make sure that there's that tie from what we're asking our folks and our staff to focus on, and ultimately what the results are so that they can further the overarching strategic mission that the Commissioner has put forward.
So what did you guys learn from Industry Day? There's going to be more of these, or something along these lines? What's, I guess, short and long term?
Yeah, so there's absolutely going to be more of these. It would be easy to say probably once a year is a good cadence. It does require time and effort, obviously, but it's worthwhile, and it's something we're happy to dedicate the necessary resources to. One of the things I found most interesting, folks stayed from the beginning to the end. Sometimes you get folks who drop off after the networking or the coffee break or the bio break, but folks stayed throughout, and that really did demonstrate that we have a broad range of experiences and challenges that, frankly, we need support in from the contractor and vendor community. So there really is something, quote unquote, for everyone here. You've got folks who really want to be a little bit more nimble, really are more interested in packetization or short-term work, and you've got this long-term effort and this long-term push to make sure that appropriately we're protecting the taxpayers' information and that we're doing so while upgrading and moving off of legacy systems if that's appropriate. So it really is a broad range, and I found that to be very interesting, especially in regards to some of the questions that the audience had.